Hi everyone, today we are talking to the lovely Rosie about her up-and-coming performance at our next Night of Broadway at the Harbour Arts Centre. Hi Rosie!
Hi!
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. Welcome to our little podcast. It's a great way just to let our audiences that come to the show get to know a little bit about yourself, because this will be your first time appearing on our show. We're so excited to have you.
I'm so excited to come. Like, I've never been to Ayrshire or anything.
Now, people listening to the podcast will be going, oh, that's not a Scottish accent. So for those of us that don't know a little bit about yourself, where are you from, where have you studied, what have you been up to?
I'm from Milton Keynes, so Buckinghamshire, if anyone's never heard of Milton Keynes. and I trained at the London School of Musical Theatre in London. And I've done a few different tours since leaving. Girls Like the Musical is kind of like a really fun like karaoke star show, and I've written a couple of things and put them on in London, and I've done tons of cabarets. So I recently did a cabaret at the Pheasantry in Chelsea in London, very posh. So yeah,
that's
a bit about me.
Yeah, no, it's really exciting, because I think we've got we've got friends of friends that know each other from when I was down in London. And then when I met you in Edinburgh through our friend Natalie, which maybe audiences will know Natalie from previous shows. And then when I heard you sing, I was like, oh my God, it'd be amazing if Rosie could sing for us down at the Harbour Arts Centre. So I am thrilled to have you, my friend. A question that I ask everybody is, what inspired you to train as an actress?
I grew up in the circus, so my dad's a circus clown.
Oh, no way! Honestly, that's amazing!
So, when I wasn't at school and at home, I was touring sort of in circus tents around the country, and he got into doing loads of pantomime through that.
Uh-huh.
So, I'd go to panto every year, and that kind of gave my love for the theatre anyway, kind of came from that.
Okay.
So, I absolutely adored it, and I got into watching kind of films, and I loved Catherine Zeta-Jones and Barbra Streisand growing up like so much. So that's what kind of got me into like.
What did you do? What did you do in the circus?
In the circus, I just did all the magic. So I was like a magic, all the big illusions, like the assistant and stuff. So I got chopped up and all of that.
Oh my God, Rosie, we need to talk more about this on the night. This is amazing. Honestly, I've never met anybody that's worked in the circus before. I'm well impressed. So if you were to play one character before you died, what character would that be? In a musical.
A massive list. But I guess at the moment, I would love to play Elle Woods.
Yes.
Because she's just awesome, and I'm a big Sheridan Smith fan. I saw her play her. So I think something that's just really fun that you could do all the time.
Oh, nice one. This will be your first time in Ayrshire and Irvine at the Harbour Arts Centre. I know you've told me previously in an email that you're real excited to come. What is it about Ayrshire that excites you? Obviously, coming from Milton Keynes, is this like the first time that you'll be in this area of Scotland?
I think I went when I was really young. Okay. I mean, everyone kind of has family from Scotland, you know, if you're not. Everyone's always like, yeah, my granddad's granddad or whatever. So I definitely have been around there before because my mum's told me, but I don't remember it. So I'm looking forward to seeing a new place in the country and having like proper memories.
Yeah.
I love travel as well, so I love meeting new people and I love seeing new areas, so that always excites me. I'm just super excited.
Yeah, I think the audience is going to love you and love your style, because a lot of the feedback that we get is because there's four performers and each one's very different, and I think for this show, between Colin, who's quite operatic and quite traditional musical theatre, and then you've got Yasmin, who's quite poppy but contemporary musical theatre, and then we've got you, who's very, you've got a very distinct voice and vocal sound that when you listen to it, it's like when you close your eyes, you're like, oh my god, I'm listening to somebody in the radio, and it's taking me back to an era, and I quite like it, and I don't want to open my eyes and be stuck in 2016 anymore. Do you know what I mean?
Thank you.
No, you're very welcome. So, tell us a little bit about you moving to Scotland. What made you kind of go, I want to go up north to the lovely snow and the rain?
Well, my boyfriend got a job here.
Okay.
So it was just kind of, I was fluctuating between the two cities and I fell in love with Edinburgh, really. I think it's such a magical city. And I know magical is kind of cheesy, but it does feel like that. So when it is dry and the sun is out, it's just really picturesque. And I feel like it's kind of becoming a second home for me, which I have been able to see different countries and stuff. And so for me to recognise that kind of feeling is quite important.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really easy for me to decide to move for that reason. I feel really comfortable here and I'm loving all the people I'm meeting. Everyone's so nice. Everyone's so genuine and willing to help me out. And it's been great. So it was really easy.
You know, I think if any audiences are listening, I think we'll need to try and grab Rosie, bring her down to Ayrshire, show her the island of Arran, and probably just go, here's a house, Rosie, you'll love it. And then you'll never want to go back to Edinburgh again. You'll be like, this is it, countryside, beach, lovely view. yeah, that's what we need to do, audiences. Do you have any surprises for us on the night? Can you tell us what you're singing yet? Or are you keeping it a surprise to on the night?
I have a couple of ideas, mm-hmm. but there'll definitely be something that everyone can sing along to.
Ooh, we do like a good sing-along.
Yeah, and I'll be bringing some new stuff as well, hopefully. So a couple of new things, but there'll definitely be some classics that you can definitely join in with me.
Nice one, nice one. Okay, I'm definitely excited now. I think what inspires me is, and doing the show previously, is when you're in the show and you're performing, and obviously I've heard lots of musical theatre songs, but then when an actor or an artist comes along and they sing a song that you connect with that isn't one that you've heard of before, and you go on that journey with them, I think that's so, so special. And that's what I really like about this show, is that it's not just Les Mis after Phantom after, you know, all the big ones, but we put in a couple of new songs to allow people just to open up their musical knowledge of musical theatre, and I think that's really important. Well, for me it is. I don't know about everybody else.
Definitely. I'm always doing stuff with new composers because I feel a bit sorry for them, because it's just as hard for them as actors, you know, to get their music out. So there are a couple of writers that I love, and their music's really, really up and coming, so I like to spread the new songs around the country.
Well, please, please bring them to us. We'll be excited to hear them. If you were to tell anybody in the local area why they should come along to see you perform on the 20th of February at the Harbour Arts Centre, what would you say to them?
I'd say that this is going to be a really nice, chilled, intimate and fun evening. I love to meet new people, so you should come along, tell me why I should stay in Scotland, sell Ayrshire to me, and I definitely love to interact with my audience, so if you want to ask me any questions, or if you want to tell me a joke or anything, then I'm totally up for that.
I would tell you a joke, but I'm really crap at them, so I'm not going to.
Me too, that's why I need someone to tell me. Two-way street with this kind of show, so we're open.
It's gonna be really fun. Well, thank you very much, Rosie, and if you're listening and want to come along to our Night of Broadway, to our musical theatre extravaganza, you can book tickets online with the link provided, or you can contact the Harbour Arts Centre in Irvine on 01294 274 059. Thank you very much, Rosie, and thank you very much for listening. We'll see you on the 20th.